In the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, a series of highway attacks this month has left half a dozen foreigners dead, along with several Iraqis. NPR's Steve Inskeep traveled to Mosul, where insurgents appear to be shifting tactics.
Mosul resident Basil Al-Azawi finds the violence especially disturbing because nobody really knows who's responsible.
If you can specify who is doing this, then you're probably going to take action and stop it. But no one knows for sure who is behind these things, and this is what makes it worse for people. I mean, you really feel that people are intimidated, people are scared by the current situation.
The commander of the forces trying to find the attackers is U.S. Army Brigadier General Carter Ham, who had been overseeing a steady decline in the number of violent incidents. Then this month, gunmen killed four American missionaries as they drove through Mosul. On Sunday, gunmen killed a British and a Canadian citizen who worked as security guards for a power plant. General Ham says that attack was one of many on Sunday.
There was just about every type of attack occurred in one day. Attacks against coalition, direct fire and indirect fire. Attacks against Iraqi security forces, direct and indirect fire. Improvised explosive devices. Attacks against Iraqi civilian infrastructure, a TV station. Attacks against a government leader.
That government leader was Iraq's Minister of Public Works, who survived, although her driver and bodyguard did not. General Ham says it is probably a coincidence that so many attacks happened at once, but insurgents here are picking different targets. Although American soldiers are still being attacked, they have tightened security, leaving their armored vehicles less often. So insurgents have been striking police officers and now civilians. The victims are not all foreigners. Haider Hussein works for a human rights group in Mosul. Four suspicious men were driving in my neighborhood 2 weeks ago, he says. When two of my neighbors asked what they were doing, the suspicious men opened fire and killed them both. The U.S. Army and the Iraqi police do respond to such attacks. They arrested 10 people just today, and on Sunday, a military patrol killed four men who were driving a car loaded with weapons. The U.S. operations leave residents saying they live in a battle zone. Basil Al-Alawi, who's the dean of the College of Arts at Mosul University, says his experience last night is common here.
Last night, I couldn't sleep before 3:30, you know, in the morning. There were lots of bombings and, you know, there were lots of helicopters going at a low level. There were lots of sounds of, you know, bombs and artillery and that sort of thing.
The U.S. has been policing Mosul with a much smaller American force than was here a few months ago, fewer than 9,000 troops to patrol three provinces. To help make up the difference, the Americans rely on the provincial police. The police chief, Mohammed Khairi Mahmoud, says he's pushing the Americans for more men and equipment. We need more weapons, flak jackets, armored cars, and helicopters, the chief says. The police chief is nevertheless upbeat about the overall security situation, insisting, as American officials often do, that bad things happen in every city, even New York. But before leaving the heavily fortified police headquarters yesterday, the chief went through a routine that New Yorkers generally do not. An aide helped him into a flak jacket, and several truckloads of gunmen escorted the chief across town to a meeting. The precautions were understandable, since the provincial police chief in Mosul has been the target of several assassination attempts. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.